Fires across California, exacerbated by climate change, have left dozens dead and billions of damage done. The fourth National Climate Assessment just released highlights the massive toll inaction on climate could take on our economy. As the evidence of present impacts of climate change grows, it is only dwarfed by darkening future projections. With this backdrop, a new Congress is beginning to convene. Debate has sparked about how the newly elected Democratic majority should tackle climate change. In particular, the advocacy of Representative-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has ruffled feathers. From joining protesters at leader and potential Speaker Pelosi's office to pushing for a select committee to advance a Green New Deal, the representative-elect has drawn significant coverage and raised the ire of predominantly long-term male members of Congress. The reaction to Representative-elect Ocasio-Cortez has been everything from, well, she ruined her chance to get anything done, from establishment-aligned progressives, to Democrats are in disarray from conservatives in the media. Both of these reactions are wrong. The actions of the representative-elect only look radical in the bubble of Washington, D.C. Yes, former Speaker Pelosi has been an incredible leader on climate. But that does not make those who protest outside her office or those who join those protests foolish. Protests can be both about changing hearts and minds and encouraging the converted to preach louder, work harder, and do more. Only in Washington would the idea of a special committee to tackle the defining issue of our time be criticized as circumventing process and seniority. There could be no better reason or issue to blow past representatives of either party who would rather protect their turf than take every shot we can to defend the planet. Representative-elect Ocasio-Cortez's ideas aren't particularly new, but her courage, and hopefully that of many others in this freshman class of Congress, is. I have served in a legislature and know the pressure that exists for members to go along and get along. But too often, disagreements on policy and process for achieving them are seen as personal affronts. No one wants to be the first one to stand up, step out, and say everyone else is wrong. But sometimes that is precisely what is needed. I am certain that many of the members of Congress who question the representative-elect's advocacy truly believe they are in the best position to deliver on the climate policy we sorely need. What better moment than now, when their effectiveness has been questioned, to do precisely that? I support a Green New Deal and hope every bit of it is enacted, but I could care less if it comes through this committee or that. What matters isn't who gets credit, it's that the work gets done. And that's the goal and outcome of good advocacy, which is exactly what Representative-elect Ocasio-Cortez is practicing, effective advocacy. It's nice to see it for a change.